Welcome to this week's Weekly Bible Devotional Podcast. This is episode number 591. Today is Friday, May 10th, 2024. This is Edward Patterson. Daily Devotions written by Pastor Thomas Smith. The title of today's devotional is No Greater Joy. Let's begin. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. 3 John Chapter 1, verse 4. What is the reward of the true Bible teacher, preacher, mentor, or spiritual leader? This is a great part of it, to see those we have taught walking in the truth. This is the greatest satisfaction and fulfillment for those of us who have invested our lives into others. There is no greater joy. This is the goal of the spiritual leader, whether in the home, in the church, or in the ministries of the church. We want to see people walking in the truth. We teach the truth that others might hear and believe the truth. Having heard and believed the truth, the next step is to appropriate that truth into our daily lives. The truth is to be applied to the practical decisions and priorities of our lives. Next, we want to see them walking in the truth on their own as they live for Christ and obey His commands. It is one thing for them to obey in our presence or under our direct supervision. It is another thing for them to follow the right paths when we are not there to guide. To hear that our spiritual children are continuing in the direction we help steer them toward is the greatest encouragement we can receive. For the parent, there is no greater joy than this. The joy of seeing our children living for Christ is the greatest fulfillment we can have. Christian parents who are serious about serving the Lord will have spiritual goals for their families and children. Accomplishments in athletics, academics, music, finances, and the like are never to be compared with the importance of seeing our children walk in truth. If our desires and objectives for our children are only physical or material, we are no different from the world. The most important thing they can learn is to walk in the truth that they have been given. When we see our children give evidence of wanting to obey God and showing respect to their elders, etc., we can certainly rejoice. When we see our teenagers making the right decisions, having the right friends, and demonstrating the priority of serving the Lord, we can greatly rejoice. When we see our adult children leading their families in a godly way, training their children to love and serve the Lord, our hearts are filled with thankfulness. Nothing can compare to the joy of seeing our children and grandchildren growing in the grace of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. I pray that this devotional podcast has blessed the person listening to this, and that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to his or her heart. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For more information about my devotionals, please visit my WordPress page at weeklybibledevotionalpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you. Are you tired of living the way you have been and want a change in your life? Meaning, are you saved? Jesus has his arms open wide for you and is knocking at the door of your heart. Will you ask him in your heart today and be your Lord and Savior? Don't put it off any longer. If you feel Jesus tugging at your heart, all you have to do is recite this prayer with me. Are you ready? Precious Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner and I have lived a life of sin. I repent of my sins and I ask you to forgive me. As your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe that you are God, born of a virgin birth, that you died on the cross and shed your blood for my sins, and gave me everlasting life. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Help guide me to do your will. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you have recited this prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the Kingdom of God.